Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this special Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This is the season of Advent, the time when we prepare for Christmas. We prepare the decorations, the trees, the cards, writing letters, going shopping and all the rest. But more importantly, it's a time to prepare ourselves, our hearts and minds and souls, for the coming of Jesus into our messy stables, for the coming of God into our lives. So to help us get prepared, I've prepared for you this programme called A Musical Christmas. Let the music speak for itself. So let's begin with the prophets who foretold the coming of Jesus a long time before it happened. Here's a song by Michael Card, our Christmas card tonight.
The Lord God said when time was full, He would shine His light in the darkness. He said a virgin would conceive and give birth to the promise. For a thousand years the dreamers dreamt and hoped to see His love. But the promise showed their wildest dreams had simply not been wild enough. The promise showed their wildest dreams had simply not been wild enough. The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant light to the world. Living proof Jehovah saves, for the name of the promise was Jesus. Was born in Bethlehem, but came into our hearts to live. What more could God have given? Tell me, what more did He have to give? What more could God have given? Tell me, what more did He have to give? The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant life to the world.
Long after the prophets had foretold the event, one day it came to pass.
Thank you.
That was the Donkey Carol from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra's Christmas album, followed by a young Alid Jones singing A Holy Night. Now let's hear what happened on that holy night. Jamie Stewart, a wise man from Glasgow, tells us about it in his Glasgow Bible CD.
In the time of Caesar Augustus, the Romans ordered a census to be done of the whole country. This happened when Cyrenius was the headman of Syria. So all the folk went to be registered, each one to his own tune. Now, there was this joiner, Joseph was his name, living in Nazareth in Galilee. He'd heard that everyone had to report and check that his name was on the electoral roll. So he made his way to Bethlehem, the birthplace of his ancestor, King David, along with Mary, his future wife. Mary was expecting her bairn, and her time was nearly due. When they arrived in Bethlehem, there was no place for them in one of the inns. But one of the innkeepers, taking pity on them, let them stay in his stable. And during the night, Mary gave birth to a wee boy.
Oh!
not only Handel was celebrating the arrival of the Messiah, not only Michael Card was celebrating the child who is the light of the world, there were angels announcing the good news of the coming of the Saviour of the world, and there were humble shepherds, the first to respond to it. Let Jamie Stewart take up the story again in his Glaswegian version.
Meantime, that very night, there were some shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping an eye over the sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the night sky was fair lit up. The shepherds were all gobsmacked, but the angel says to them, "Don't be feared, for I bring you good news. Good news for the whole world. This very night, in David's town, Bethlehem, a Saviour has been born. He is Christ the Lord. You will find the wain all wrapped up, lying in a stable trough." At once, the whole sky was festooned with angels, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to all men." When the angels went back into heaven, the shepherds looked at one another and yelled, "Come on, we'll away down to Bethlehem and see what's happening." So they went, hurrying all the way, and right enough, there they found Joseph and Mary and the wee wain lying snug in the feeding trough. The shepherds were fair taken with the wain and tell all the folk what had happened and what the angel had told them about the birth. Everyone was dumbfounded at the story, but Mary kept it to herself and wondered what it all meant. Then the shepherds went back to their fields, praising God for the visit of the angels and because they'd seen the wain, just as the angel had told them.
Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. The noisy old sheep just won't go to sleep. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. The noisy old sheep just won't go to sleep. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Noisy old sheep just won't go to sleep. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Something is up in the sky. Maybe we're all going to die. Something is shining so bright. See there an angel in white. Wondering what it is that will be found.
the angel said. Running from the hill into the town, wondering what it is that will be found. Following the light that shines ahead, finding in the stable like the angel said. From the hill into the town, wondering what it is that will be found. Following the light that shines ahead, finding in a stable like the angel said. In a stable like the angel said. In a stable like the angel said.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem during the time of King Herod. Soon after, some astrologers came from the east asking, "Where's the newborn bairn that they're crying the King of the Jews? We saw his star and we're here now to worship him." King Herod was guy-rummeled when he heard this, and all Jerusalem along with him. He caught a meeting of the Jewish Hegedians and put the question to them, "Where is it that this Christ is to be born?" They answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea. Years ago it was prophesied, 'And you, Bethlehem, are no the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a leader to rule over my people, O Israel.'" Herod then took the astrologers aside and asked about the date they first saw the star. He sent them after Bethlehem, saying, "Try and find the bairn, and when you do find him, tell me, and I myself will go and worship him." After the meeting, the astrologers started out again. And right enough, the star was standing there, shining bright over Bethlehem. Man, they were fair bursting with joy. They went into the house, saw the wain and his mother Mary, and kneeled down in homage. Then they opened their bags and gave presents, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men, warned by God not to go back to Herod, then went home by another road.
So the shepherds came to see the good shepherd, and the kings came to see the King of the Jews and the rest of the world, the King of kings and Lord of lords. The star shone upon him who flung the stars into space. The angels sang the praises of the Saviour of the world, the Lord of heaven as well as earth. Indeed, the angels give us the good news, and they give us the interpretation of what it all means. The angel said to Mary and Joseph, "He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And he shall be described as Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God Almighty, immortal, invisible, God only wise, is with us and for us. Come to us in a way that we can relate to, a baby. Wow, chew that one over till we tune in again next time. Bye for now, and I leave you with our last Christmas card for tonight from Michael Card. It's entitled Emmanuel, God is with us.
A sign shall be given, a virgin will conceive, a human baby bearing undiminished deity. The glory of the nation, a light for all to see, and hope for all who will embrace his warm reality. Emmanuel. found the love of God in Christ.